Before we even kick off the podcast, I just want to remind everyone to go like, subscribe, and keep up with these weekly episodes. If you like what you hear, spread the word so more coaches can tune in for our weekly podcasts. All right, here we go. The Hog Football Podcast is brought to you by GameStrat. GameStrat is the number one sideline replay choice for the top football programs in the country. Their system is extremely reliable, easy to set up and use, and they also have the best customer service in the industry. Go to GameStrat.com to learn why more coaches keep switching to GameStrat for their sideline replay system. That's GameStrat.com. GameStrat.com. In 2020, Athletic Recruiting Education and Navigation, or ARIN, was founded with one fundamental reason in mind: to keep the high school coach as the bedrock for the student athlete as they travel through the recruiting process. With questions about when to start, do I go to junior days, what camps do I attend, we saw one major flaw in the system: who's supporting the coach? ARIN aims to provide you with the resources and information for your student athletes and their families. We keep you up to date with current trends, provide feedback on the current time frame, and engage with parents to take questions off your plate. Can you handle the recruiting process on your own? Sure, but with the demands of coaching, do you really want to? Contact ARIN today at getarin.com, that's GETARIN.com, today to talk about how we can be there to help you navigate the ever-changing and tumultuous recruiting waters. The Hog Football Podcast is brought to you by Sports Workbook, the premier coach's workbook. Keep all your opponent's scouting info, play draw-ups, and notes in your personalized coil-bound booklet. With over 15 preset workbooks to choose from, like the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator for in-season opponent scouting, or the popular $20 off-season clinic notebook that has 50 pages for notes and 50 pages for play draw-ups, we've got you covered to stay organized all year long. No shipping cost and fast delivery. That's sportsworkbook.com. Hi, I'm Coach Tony Schiffman, and welcome to the Hog Football Podcast, where we talk all things football and all things offensive line. Guys, so I've got the luxury of having only the third guest ever come back on the podcast, and today we've got Coach Adam Harvey. Coach Harvey was most recently named the head football coach at Long Creek High School, home of the Dragons, brand new high school. We're going to dive into that real quick, but Coach, welcome, congrats. I know, you know, haven't talked to you since then. I'm sure it's been an absolute whirlwind, but glad to have you back, man. How's it been going for you so far?
Appreciate you, Coach Schiff. Man, I'm honored. The third guy to be invited back. That's wild, knowing the guys you've had on here. So,
well, and you were one of the I think you're like the second or third episode ever.
It was early.
Yeah, it was like super early, and before I really knew what the heck I was even doing with this thing. So, you know, it's having you back on, we got a lot to talk about. Obviously. But yeah, so like what's been going on? You know, like, it's going to be a little bit different this go around, just because I've had you on before, but,
sure.
You know, talk to me, man. Tell me what's, obviously, like I said, congrats, brand new job.
Yeah, man.
Has it slowed down yet?
So there was a hurricane a few years ago and they named him Harvey, out in Houston. And I don't think it held a candle to what my week was like this week. I've come up for air, much to the credit of my wife, because she keeps me grounded and, you know, has made me just breathe a little bit. But it's fantastic. You know, I couldn't have written the script any better, Coach. This is a long time coming, 6 years and 13 interviews. Unbelievable. You know, I just think about and reminisce all the 12 no's that I got. And
yeah,
you know, those schools certainly made fantastic hires. Those guys deserved the job better than I did, but I was upset for obvious reasons as a competitor. You know, always wanted to win everything. Right. But man, now that I've gotten this one and the administration that I'm going to be a part of, the kids, the parents, the community, that it's really surreal. And you know, I can't wait to get started, but I've already started, if you know what I mean.
So, oh yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, man, it's really good.
So for my own, you know, benefit and obviously the listeners, brand new high school opening in the fall, correct? So nothing, like no students there yet, right?
So there are freshmen currently there, but okay. it's kind of a unique situation. I mean, a lot of schools in Texas are doing this, but this one's different because, you know, they might start a freshman center that you know, could be a couple of different high schools, whereas this one is one high school, and now we're splitting into two. So there are freshmen there. The freshmen on the west side of town will go to the existing high school. Yep. And the freshmen on the east side of town will be at my high school. So Long Creek High School is splitting off from the oldest school district in the state of Texas, which there's a lot of history down here. So, you know, 179 years of brainwashing unicorns,
right.
And they're the only unicorns in the country. You know, that I'm not going to call it a battle, but that challenge is certainly real. And so, you know, we're going to come in, you know, literally and figuratively with guns blazing, man. I mean, we happen to breathe fire out of our mouths because we're the Dragons, and we're certainly going to come in with the heat, and we can't, you know, we can't wait to really get started and have a friendly rivalry because of, you know, the traditions and what this community stands for. New Braunfels, I'm biased, but I believe that Braunfels is the best city in the state of Texas. I really do. I mean, there's live music. There's two rivers that run through our community that people come on vacation to float and hang out. And
right.
We have the world's largest water park right in the middle of town. There's, you know, there's all kinds of traditions here. And as I mentioned earlier, the school district that's been around since 1845. And so, man, it's cool. It's really cool. And so, yeah, we'll have freshmen and sophomores next year.
Right.
And then, you know, 25, we'll go with juniors. And then in 26, we'll be our first full-fledged year as four-year high school students.
Okay. What's kind of, you know, just, I'm trying to, I've got a million questions for you. So I'm trying to I might go a little bit out of order. You know, what's your first, and I'm sure your interview, you know, during the interview, you're asked these same things, but like, what's your first kind of, you know, when a president's elected, they always talk about his first 100 days. What's your first 100 days look like, you know, getting this job, you know, because I'm sure there's lots of things that you're doing that the normal high school football hire is not having to do. You know, I'm sure you're budgeting for, you know, you've got a budget for equipment and for all that kind of stuff. So like, what's your first 100 days looking like?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that was the first round interview. The presentation was, what was my first 90 days to look like? And so that's an interesting question and a good one. And you're right on pace with what would need to be asked in an interview to open a new school. So, you know, the first, right, the way I broke it up, I'm a huge Tim Kite fan. I love Brian as well. Those guys have been instrumental in, you know, kind of who I've become as a man in a lot of different ways. And Tim Kite recently, he does 2 minutes with TK videos, mm-hmm. and throws them out on Twitter. You may have run across that, and some of the listeners may have seen it as well. It's really good stuff. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to look at it. But one of the recent videos that he did, he talked about I beg your pardon. I don't remember the name of the philosopher, but there was a philosopher that talked about, you know, the importance of creating a culture. And we talk about that, and that's a buzzword, of course. But, you know, I think the four steps that Tim, you know, Tim was talking about in his video, and he went back to this philosopher, really made a lot of sense to me. And so the first 30 days, we're going to form, right? We're going to form what we desire our culture to look like, our program to look like. Yeah, there's the logistics of what you said and ordering and budgeting and that type of thing. But man, mm-hmm. this is about people. And you know that, Schiff. I mean, you've been in this profession long enough to know the importance of relationships. And right. quite frankly, that's why you and I are talking right now. And you're having me on your podcast. I mean, we met down in San Antonio in ASCA. I don't even remember what year, 2014, maybe.
I can't remember.
I can't either. Yeah. You know, so we're going to form those things. What are our beliefs and what are our behaviors going to look like, right? That's going to come out of what we are forming in that first, you know, 30 days, day 31 to 60. Now it's time. We've gotten to know each other. let's start storming those thoughts, right? Let's start storming the beliefs and behaviors that we formed so that we can continue to come up with things that we believe in and come up with things of how we want to do things. You know, I go back to the six interrogatives, and in the coaching profession, you know, the whole thing of what is your why has been like saturating us, right? Over the last, I don't know how long, several years. I'm going to take that a step further. You know, the five W's in the interrogatives are really important. Who, what, when, where. We remember those. We grew up knowing those. The why is what I just mentioned, but what about the how, right? Like, it's kind of the black sheep. It's the one that starts with an H. It kind of just sits over there. But man, that's so important. So how are we going to go about our beliefs and behaviors that we formed? And that's going to cause a storm, right? They're going to be uncomfortable conversations, because what we formed, if you're out of line and you decide to do your own thing and you're not falling in line with what that standard is, now I've got to storm that and I got to fix it, right? And so those are the uncomfortable conversations. And I think we're going to really spend a lot of time on that. So I don't want to say, yeah, there's a timeline on that 31 to 60. Now we're ready to move on. But I would like to think by day 60, we have stormed well enough and we know who we're about or what we are and who we are, right? And so now, for sake of purposes of moving on, day 61 to 90, the norms begin to surface, right? Like, our culture is now truly who we are, and it's really customized. Does that make sense? Like, the standard is now customized to exactly what the Long Creek Dragons are going to be about.
Right.
And that's a really cool thing, you know, because now you got the form, the storm, the norm, and it's all rhyming. And now you're in conjunction with, you know, where you're headed culturally. So what's it time to do now? You know? And so day 30, 60, and 90, you have these cute little sayings, but let's go ahead and finish out the ORM suffix and let's perform, man. Like, best is the standard, man. We're going to get after people's tails. Notice, I'm not saying we're going to win state championships right away. We can't. We're a JV squad, actually, early on, right? Like, but we're going to perform based on what was formed, what was stormed, and what became our norms. Now it's time to perform 1-0 every day, get better every rep, all the things that you hear, all the cliches, but really, really dive in and dig in deep to why we are doing what we're doing, what we're doing, who we're doing it with. But again, let's go to that black sheep of the interrogatives. How are we going about our business? And we're going about our business the right way, because we're about to take this whole world by storm. And by the way, feel the heat, because we're breathing fire.
I love it, man. You're getting me jacked up, ready to go, man.
This is a long time coming, man. A lot of pent up energy.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, man, trust me, I know it, man. It's you know, you and I have kind of, we've commiserated a little bit through the tough ones and the ones we both thought we should get and the ones we, you know, had to kind of bite the bullet and watch. So I get it. I get that piece of it 100%. Are you there now, or are you finishing out at your current school? Like, what's the dynamic with that?
A little bit of both. I certainly want to finish the right way, you know. Right. Clemens and Church Cibolo Universal City Independent School District. There's a mouthful there. SCUCISD. So you may or may not know, you know, I was at Cibolo Steel for 7 years, and that's where, like, I really made my name. I had a lot of great players there. It's the same exact district that I'm in now. That district has a two high school set up as well, which is really unique, because I really believe what I'm getting into has a lot of similarities, you know, minus, like I said earlier, the traditions of New Braunfels and just how old it is and the 179 years that it's been in existence. It's very similar. You know, there was Clemens, the school that I'm at now, that was kind of the one horse town school. And then it just, you know, they outgrew it. Right. And so they had to open a new school, and then Steel comes along, and, you know, lo and behold, Steel has immediate success practically anyway. And they're in a state championship within 5 years of being born. Right. They started in 2005 and then closed in 2010. So, like, it's very similar. So I say that to answer your question. I want to end the right way. I've spent 9 years of my career in two different stints in that district, and they've really been good to me.
Right.
The guy that hired me is now the athletic director over the entire district. He's no longer coaching. He's just AD only, Scott Lindhoff. And, you know, Coach Lindhoff
is a very good friend of mine and very instrumental in my growth as a coach. And I want to make sure I do it right by him. I know I'm, you know, obviously moving on to what many people will say bigger and better things. And I truly believe that too. But I also believe that I'm still doing a big thing by finishing up the right way at Clemens High School. Right. And that's not even for the athletes, to be honest with you, Schiff. That's for PE kids, man. And they deserve to be seen and known and loved on too, right? And so to answer your question, I will be released from my contract because of the graciousness of that district and you know, the nature of the situation with me getting a solid promotion. And so I've got a February 9th date as like an absolute drop-in date, but I may be able to get out a little sooner. Okay. And then also with that said, like this upcoming week, I'm only going to be there 2 days. I've got stuff I've got going on tomorrow at my new school. Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll be at my former school, which is only a 20-minute drive, so it's not a big deal. And right. then I'll be, you know, we've got a huge week in Texas high school ball this week because – district realignment comes out, so we figure out what district we're going to be in the next 2 years. Well, that also coincides with scheduling, so right. there'll be, you know, rooms all over the state with literally hundreds and hundreds of coaches, like it's chaos and everybody's trying to find games and make sure we all have schedules. And you know, with the new kid on the block, that's going to be a real an interesting deal for me. And so myself, our new athletic director, and our outgoing athletic director who's retiring at the end of the year, we're actually splitting and going to do, you know, to a couple of different locations to find games for us to play in 2024 sure. and then 2025. So yeah, I've got a lot going on, man. And then, you know, Friday I've got some other things. You know, we're already interviewing for our girls coordinator position, and then, you know, coming down the pipe is going to be interviews for our coordinators, both offensive and defensive positions. And I've already had a ton of response on that, which is really humbling and really awesome. So yeah, I'm splitting time, but man, I'm spending a lot more time doing Long Creek stuff based on, you know, our beginning of this conversation. And right. you're spot on. So much to do, man. I just got, you know, my notes on my phone. I don't know if I have a whole lot of storage, but I better. I can't sleep right now. I've got so much on my mind.
I'm and sure.
I welcome it. I'm way good with it. It's just a matter of getting it all done.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you know, I'm sure you get one thing done or one thing accomplished, and during that time you are thinking about three or four other things, if not more, that you have to put on the plate, so to speak, to get accomplished too.
Exactly. And then you get a phone call with something completely different, so you might be ready to add something else, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You talked about scheduling. Now, are you guys and this is just my not knowing how Texas works, how certain districts work. You know, you say you'll be a JV. Does that mean you're going to play freshman and JV? You're just going to be one level this first year?
Yeah, no, we'll have good numbers. I'm projecting 120 in those two grades, which
holy
is cow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was told that there are 80 eighth graders currently that'll be, you know, rising freshmen, that'll be a part of our program, which
wow.
is, I mean, that's music to my ears. Yeah. So with that said, you know, I can average 40 per team and have three teams. And you know, we're going to put as many kids on the field as we yeah. can. You know,
you have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I obviously want to find success early just to get those kids excited about what we're doing. And, you know, but winning is a byproduct of doing things the right way. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about winning, no question. But,
yeah.
you know, I'm really reluctant, Schiff, to, like, put too much emphasis on that, man. I want to develop. I want to make sure that, you know, these kids are really learning the nuances of the game of yeah. ball. You know, and that's the importance of getting the right people in here so that we can coach them up. And you know, we'll play anybody. And so yeah. I believe if I can go play maybe a little bit better high school that has a little bit better feeders because they are coaching ball the right way, then that's going to help me in the end, you know. And so yeah, we'll play as many teams as we can play and as good of teams as we can play. Does that make sense? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, we're going to focus on no less than three teams, and we might even be able to finagle some numbers and find ourselves with a freshman C team. And then if I can find, you know, enough people to play, that's
right.
the likelihood of that is not very high. But I want dudes on the field, man. I want kids on the field, and I want kids learning the game right away.
Well, and that's the way to do it. I mean, you want to, you know, twofold. You want to develop kids, and you want to build a sense of winning. You don't want to, but you also don't want to, winning shouldn't be easy. It should be, sure. You know, you don't want to schedule little sisters of the poor where you're beating them 800-0. Like, that doesn't help develop anything. You want to have a little bit of toughness, and you want to have a little bit of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, with absolutely getting those wins, because that's going to develop the culture and the mindset that you need to move forward for when you know you're in 2026, 27, 28, and those later years when you're playing the, you know, let's be honest, the best state in high school football is the state of Texas, and you want, everybody wants to, I mean, all 50 states, let's be honest, all 50 states probably watch those Texas high school football state championships. Right, like
I'm letting you say that. Hey, we're viewed as, you know, cocky down here sometimes. Oh, the pride of Texas. So I appreciate a guy in the Midwest saying all these things.
I mean, absolutely, nobody's watching. People in Florida that have no dog in the fight aren't watching the Wisconsin State football finals, and sure, that's right. Fine. It's not. My bugaboo, I don't have an issue with that. There might be people that do, but I mean, I've seen plenty of football. I've talked to plenty of coaches. I know the level of football that is Texas high school football. It's just, that's what it is right now. And that's,
and you're exactly right, man. It's about resources, right, Schiff? I mean, there's good ball coaches all over the country. There really are. And I'm never going to be the guy that says we coach ball better here, but we do have the resources to coach ball better here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
I get frustrated sometimes, you know, and it's going back to the kites, man. And now TK was huge, is instrumental, but I love what BK says, Brian, what he says about coaches. Sometimes we can be the most uncoachable people in the world. Like, and it's so true. I mean, that hurts a little bit, but he's not wrong. And so, yeah, man, like, we've got resources down here in Texas, and part of those resources are, like, you know, Bally Sports, which used to be owned by, you know, the Fox affiliate, Fox Southwest, and they televise those games. I mean, it's a Jerry World, you know, in Dallas Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium. And so there's a lot of hoopla and a lot of money that goes into that. In fact, I recently saw a study on LinkedIn that I thought was very, very interesting, and I didn't even think about it. But, like, this guy is a sports business analyst, which I thought was a really interesting title. And, man, he dove into, like, how much revenue is involved in Texas high school football. And it is – I don't remember the number. I'm not going to sit here and even guess, but it was ridiculous.
Right.
Like, you know, he threw in, you know, what the Chamber of Commerce and the importance of getting – you know, the chamber involved with all the other businesses. And then, of course, you have restaurants on game night, and then the sponsorships that go into different, you know, entities of what Texas high school football is and stands for, and then how much money is spent on fuel to bus every kid involved. And that's not just football players, but your cheerleaders and your dance team, your band. And, you know, it's pretty amazing when you really break it down like that, because you're talking about a huge enterprise, you know what I mean? And so that's the cool part of it. And so I think I'm rabbit trailing here, and I don't even know what your question was.
No, you're
It's Texas is what it is, man. It's huge.
It is. And there's nothing, like, it's like we said before, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just, it's football is the emphasis there. You know, it's, it is what it is. That's good. It should be. That, as you were talking, I kind of had another thought. And you talked about the district you're in has only had one school, or the town you're in, excuse me, has only had the one school. Are you guys going to be sharing field space for now, or do you guys have the stadium built, rocked, you know, ready to go for, you know, day one?
So, man, you're giving me a platform here. I'm going to make sure that everybody in our community hears this podcast, because I'm about to give my political pitch here. There's a bond that will be voted on here in the coming months in May, that will determine that. And we are, you know, obviously we are hoping, going back to the resources and just what Texas high school football is, You know, there's some ridiculous stadiums down here, and you guys have seen all those, right? Like, you can go to Max Preps and their videos, or you can just go Google it and you'll see Allen's, and you'll see, you know, a new one in Katy, and some of them are approaching $100 million now. And so it's wild, but there's a proposal in the upcoming bond that would give us our own facility, which would be fantastic. You know, so let me back up a little bit, and this is probably my fault in describing. There are more high schools in our community. There is only one high school in my particular district. So in our community, there's two different districts that are represented. Yeah, and you're good. New Braunfels Canyon is part of Comal ISD, and then New Braunfels High is New Braunfels ISD. And there's some, you know, there's some lines in the way that Texas does it. It's all geographical. So there's some lines that cut those off, and it's like, it's really a river. I told you earlier, there's two rivers that run through our community. And so it's hard to explain if you don't know Texas, but there's essentially going to be three high schools in New Braunfels, and New Braunfels has probably grown to somewhere around 120 to 130,000 in population. Canyon, which is sits on the east side of I-35, just north of where our campus will be, they've got over 2,200 students now, and they're going to be bumping all the way up to the highest classification in 6A. We are also on that east side of 35, south of the river, and we are projected to be just below 2,000 students, but I think with the growth, it very well could bump up above that number, go north of 2,000 eventually, maybe by 2026, as early as that. I mean, I can sit in our parking lot, throw a rock in a few different directions away from the school and hit a plot of land that doesn't even have a slab on it, but it's already been purchased by a developer. I mean, it's really a rich, you know, rich area, and a lot of people are moving in. And the when I say rich, I mean, it's fervent, right? It's fervent ground. There's very inexpensive housing. And Texas is kind of a destination right now because of state income tax and that kind of thing that a lot of people are running from, whether it's California or other states. And there's a lot of people that are moving to Texas in droves. There really are. And because of the destination in between Austin and San Antonio that is New Braunfels, and it's a German community, and there's a lot of great, just a lot of cool stuff happening in the area. People love living here. And so when I got the job, man, I'm in the neighborhoods and stop and talk to three gentlemen. And it was funny because going back to just what Texas high school football is, I stop, I roll down my passenger window, and I was about to introduce myself. And before I could say, "Hey guys," they're all three like, "It's Coach Harvey."
Yeah. Right.
It all read the news of the day. And, you know, shoot, man, on Twitter, I think I had over 1,000 messages. I had over 600 text messages. It was wild.
Yeah.
I it's cool, man. It really is. And so with all that, you know, we'll be hitting the ground running. There's a lot to be done. But it's like, it's kind of weird because this phase that we're in with freshmen and sophomores, we're still building buildings. Like I'm telling people, and I've screwed this up until today, nobody corrected me. I got corrected for the first time today. I am not a movie buff. Let me go ahead and preface this next point with what I'm about to say. I'm not a movie buff.
Yep.
And you'll see why in a minute. I'll just admit my faults. But I tell people I'm two historical figures. One's dead and one's alive. The dead guy's name is Van Gogh, and he was a pretty sweet artist, you know. And I got a pen in my hand with a blank canvas with this brand new school. I mean, it's amazing. Like I can draw up exactly what I want, including a field house with my locker rooms and my offices and our weight room and all of, I get a media room. I mean, all of that, I get to help plan. I get to play architect, right? And again, my ignorance. And I think I was, you may be a movie buff. What baseball movie was Tom Hanks in with the blonde girl? I can't even think right now what that movie was, but I confused it with Field of Dreams. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's no crying in baseball. Is that Field of Dreams?
No, that's A League of Their Own.
Dang it. So I was thinking of A League of Their Own, but I'm also thinking Field of Dreams. If you build it and they'll come, that's Kevin Costner, right? So
yes.
I've been saying Tom Hanks because I was mixing those two movies. Okay, I'm Kevin Costner. Whatever. Costner's still alive too, so I wasn't wrong about that part.
No,
but anyway, it's like the sequel of Field of Dreams. You know, I get to build this thing, and I really believe because of all the open housing right now and the way the market is that people are going to come.
Right.
And it's amazing because in the state of Texas, people move into neighborhoods for a big reason, or excuse me, and a big reason is how good is that football team?
Right.
You just, I mean, that's what people do here. And so I'm stoked, man. I am ecstatic to get started officially, which like I told you earlier, I've already started, but I can't wait to really get this thing going because I think it's going to be very special.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm jacked for you, man. I'm excited to kind of watch this from, you know, from afar and just keep an eye on you. And you know, I, obviously it's an exciting time for you and your family. I couldn't be happier for you as a coach, as a person, as a human being. And, you know, I can't wait to watch the success that you guys are going to have over the next, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years and, you know, see all those state championship rings you're going to have when I see you at a convention again, sooner or later. Right.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, man. That's the plan. I can tell you.
Yeah.
We're going to coach them up, man. It's not going to be state championship or bust for me. And there, here's a cliche, but I mean this with all my heart. Sorry, man.
You're good, brother. You're good.
Sorry, bro. Long time coming, man. And,
yeah,
you know, I want to grow young men. I believe that, you know, whatever you believe in the whole higher being and, you know, all that stuff. But I believe I was destined for this, man. I really do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it right. I don't care if I win state championships, but you know, I'm a competitor, Schiff.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteeing to you, I will care about doing everything right. And when you do things right and you get a little bit of talent and then you get a lot more talent and a lot more because of the talent you already had. And that's the facts. Then we can start talking state championships. But until then, man, like I've been entrusted in a huge position and I'm going to do it the right way. And for one reason, kids, man,
yep.
I love kids. You know, and it's not about Adam Harvey winning state championships. And quite frankly, when you see me, when I do win those state championships, because I'm gonna go with you and speak it into existence. I don't know that I'll wear my ring at those places, man. That ring will be coveted in a box on my wall probably.
Yeah.
But I want it to be about our kids. You know, say what you want to about Jim Harbaugh. This year was really, really interesting with that man, but. One thing I do know about Jim Harbaugh, pre all the scandalous stuff that happened this year and everything else, he never wanted to talk to reporters. What was he saying? Talk to this guy here. Talk to this guy right here. And there's something to be said about people like that, man. And I'm not saying I'm Jim Harbaugh. Not saying I want to be Jim Harbaugh.
Right.
I don't need people. I don't want people going and scoping other people's stuff out. I want to win the right way. But that's not a shot at him at all.
It's all right.
But. I want, man, like got emotional a second ago and I want to be like Dan Campbell. I mean, look at Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Like he took this franchise and we're about to watch him here in a little while. He took this franchise from absolutely nothing. I remember when Barry was around and they were freaking good and Jerry Ball and Rodney Peete and, you know, Herman Moore. I mean, I think it was Herman Moore, that receiver.
It was. You're showing your age here, Coach.
I am. I remember the Detroit Lions back then. You know, it's the team they're talking about now because what have they been since then? Nothing, right?
Right.
Until this dude came along. And Dan Campbell, I love the HBO show. I'm blank right now.
Oh, Hard Knocks. Like, yeah.
Thank you. I love the Hard Knocks clip where they're talking – about, you know, the players were pissed because he made them go full pads and go to the ground. Like they were playing, you know, like practicing physical. I don't know if you've seen this or not. And he was in, you know, just talking to the guys after the practice. And he says, guys, just trust me. I know you don't want to do this. I know this is hard. I know this is unconventional. I know the NFL, other, you know, franchises aren't doing this. And I know all that, but just trust me, because I promise you we will be where we need to be if you continue to do these little things,
yep.
Which, you know, aren't really little, right? And, man, that's where I want to go, man. And you know this. You've known this since you've known me. Like, that whole live gritty thing, and grit is a huge word now. And I'm not saying I was before everybody else, but I've used that word a hell of a lot longer than what other people have used it. That's the way I want to teach this game, man. And then the byproduct is going to be state championships. The byproduct is going to be, oh, man, that's a good ball coach. Right. But then I can – my staff. And then I can point to my kids. And then I can kick my staff out of my office so they can go get their head jobs. That's the type of leader that I want to be. And then enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the ride.
No, absolutely. Love it, man. Love everything about it. Love what you're doing. And like I said, excited to watch you guys have success. So
no doubt.
Everybody knows who you are on Twitter, guys, but do me a favor and drop your handle for the listeners who might not real quick so they can reach out, check you out, and watch your success along the way as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's at @coach_Harvey and the number 18. So, yeah, I'm on Twitter quite a bit. Just started an Instagram. It's CoachHarvey18 as well, and I've only got like two – I don't even know if I have two pictures posted yet, but – Twitter's the way to reach me. I will post about our kids and about our program on Instagram as well, just because the kids love that. But yeah, man, I appreciate it, Schiff. And, you know, I look forward to hearing from the listeners, because if they're listening to this podcast, I know they're wanting to learn ball and wanting to get better at their craft, because you certainly offered that platform. And I appreciate what you've done, you know, for the game. And, you know, if they're affiliated with you, then I sure certainly would want to connect with them.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that, man. Great talking to you as always, dude. Looking forward to talking to you again soon. And, you know, go breathe fire, man, and be great.
Absolutely, man. Breathe the fire is happening. And, yeah, we'll be elite, not just great.
Awesome. Love it, man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, Chef. See you, bud.
All right. Bye.
Bye.